In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit didst instruct the hearts of your faithful, give us by that same Holy Spirit a love of what is right and just, and a constant enjoyment of his comforts, through the same Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good evening. As soon as the conference is finished, you'll have benediction with the Blessed Sacrament, in order that by the blessing of Jesus Christ himself, not a priest, you may go to your sleep tonight under that benediction, putting all your worries aside and trusting that if you give yourself to him in this renewal, he will do more than that in giving himself to you. As you know, I always prefer to call these exercises the exercises of renewal, because you've made retreats before. This is to renew the resolutions you made in your past life, to thank God for all the graces you have received, and now in all honesty and sincerity, to ask him what you need for the future. The first point is, and I hope I can get it across, is your silence. Silence is absolutely necessary for two reasons. One, you are making reparation for any violation of charity that you ever committed with the use of your tongue in the past life. But the second, and that is more important, you must have your own thoughts without the disturbance of listening to anyone else or going into a conversation. It isn't a rigid military silence. It is, God, I want to give you my thoughts as I freely express them to you this weekend. And please, dear Lord, speak to me, for your servant is listening. I came to make the renewal that I maybe have the renewal mentally, physically, and spiritually. And, O Holy Spirit, I'm asking for the grace and the light and the strength to fulfill that resolution. You came to make a retreat in the spirituality of the little flower. In my time, and that's going back years, there were all sweet little books written about her, saying that she did everything in a perfect way. But they forgot her philosophy of life. They forgot her outlook on life, which the magisterium of the church took in hand and studied her letters, studied everything about her, and came to the conclusion she's a doctor of the church, because she brings God so closely into the lives of those who read her, into the lives of those who hear her. And she has, believe it or not, a whole recipe for correct living. I repeat, she has a whole recipe for correct living. We use it in the examination of conscience in the friary. You have all heard about the AAs. You've all heard about the Dopes Anonymous. You've all heard about these various groups that seek a reformation in the lives of everyone who participates in them. But what these recipes do not, or prescriptions do not give, is the philosophy of the little flower. I repeat, It's the philosophy of the little flower, as interpreted by the AAs and any other organization that has for its purpose the reformation of an individual. And the first point is, and you see it in her autobiography, we have it in our examination of conscience. God, I acknowledge my helplessness, but I throw myself completely into your arms, Jesus Christ, confidently, trustingly, hopingly, and without any question whatsoever that you'll receive me. The first point of the AAs is, I acknowledge my weakness. I throw myself completely in the heart of my God as I understand him. And in this confidence and in his power, I trust I can reform. So you came here to get an appreciation of your own vocation, to get an appreciation of your life as you, the individual, happen to be living it. And you're doing it through the eyes and the heart of the little saint, Therese, the little flower of Jesus. It began when she said on a Sunday evening, Trinity Sunday to be exact, I intended to tell my father that I was going to enter Carmel. So he and I attended the benediction service at a Carmelite monastery, the Vespers. When it was finished, we were home, and I saw my father seated in the garden. The sun was reflecting on his face, giving me the impression I'm in the presence of a saint. And I went up to him, and he said, "You're crying, little queen. What is it?" And I put my head on his breast like John did at the Last Supper. And I said, "I would like to be a Carmelite." And I could feel the beating of the old man's heart. There was a sigh. And he stood up with my head still against his breast. And he said, "Only God could ask this of me." I knew I was his favorite child. So we walked down the pathway to the end of the garden, and my father picked a little white flower from the roots up. He said, "Little queen, you see this flower? There was a time when it was just a seed in the depths of the earth, known only to God. It made its way through the dirt and the filth until this day when you should put your request to me. And it's a beautiful little flower with its head against the sun as if we were looking upon God himself." So he continued, "It's your life." And now application. If you look over your past life, you found that you overcame many temptations. You found that there are many crosses that you've had, that there were many misunderstandings that took place, and all of these things are eating at you. But like the little saint, the seed grew through the filth and the dirt until it showed a flower looking upon the sun. That's why you're having your benediction tonight. That you will never degrade yourself. And you say, "Lord Jesus Christ, as I place myself before you this evening, more intimately than even the monstrance that contains you, because the monstrance doesn't understand what it's holding, but by my faith, you are with me. And I'm accepting your benediction. Please, Lord, may it give me peace of mind, of heart, and spirit, not only this night, but every night when the renewal is finished. I place my trust in you. So I get back to the first point, believe it or not, of the AAs. So when the little flower says, we always quote her as being childish. She's not. I place myself completely on the lap and in the heart, in the arms of God Himself. And as a child respects and loves the Father and depends upon whatever the Father will do for him or for her, this is the confidence she seeks from you. There are two things that she asks. One, that you be grateful for your life and be grateful for the person you are. God does not want you to be like any other saint in heaven. I give these prescriptions of her that you may apply them to your vocation, to your temperament, to your character. Because you are unique, you are different from any other person in this chapel. And you are different honestly and truthfully, you as an individual. You're different from any other person in the whole wide world. And God wants you, the honest to goodness you, to be a saint. All these aren't pious thoughts of mine. That's why you and I are together. I have to apply them to myself, the ideas to myself, as well as to you. So the next point is, God, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, I acknowledge my predominant mistake. I acknowledge my predominant mistake. It says in the little book, The Imitation of Christ, which St. Therese knew by heart, if in the course of a year you can eradicate one fault, you will soon become perfect. So she said, one day at a time. And you'll hear this again, you poor things, over and over again. One day at a time. But if you can acknowledge your predominant fault, it's don't despair. It's a grace from God. He's telling you, get rid of this one fault, and you'll soon become perfect. Don't be concerned about the past or the future, but this day, give the day to me. The God who gave you the day in the first place, your Father, as another creation. Your brother Jesus who died that you might make a success of this day. And the Holy Spirit who sanctifies you and guides you from the day, from the dawn to the night, from your renewal till God calls you into the plan of eternity. I repeat, I am not giving you pious thoughts. If you would read any book, Peace of Mind, Heart, Soul, any book on how to improve yourself, whether it be by a Catholic or a Protestant, you will find this one philosophy. One day at a time. So enjoy the day. Live it fully and thank God for it. When you see the fault coming, you'll say, this day I'm going to do something about it. But don't change your resolution. That's her philosophy of life. That's exactly the Carmelite rule or norm for the examination of conscience, I place myself confidently, wholeheartedly, and unreservedly in the presence and the power of my God, number one. Number two, I thank God for every grace I have ever received, whether I have acknowledged it or not. And that's what he asks you to do. It's so easy to say, God, give me this. But I ask you honestly and sincerely, how many times do you say thanks? If you can thank God for the talents of mind and body that you possess, to thank God for all the blessings you've received, whether you recognize them or not, you can never be discouraged. For gratitude and joy are synonymous, and gratitude and humility are synonymous. Because you're acknowledging not by your own power, but by the power of God you've obtained these things. So she would say to you, if she were taking my place, please thank God for everything. And the more you thank him, the more you love him. Because you're acknowledging, as John the Evangelist puts it, I love God. Because God first loves me, and he does love each one of you. And we'll try to convince you of that during these days. Then the fault, which in your own determination, please, Lord, let me eliminate it this day. So you see, it's not just a sweet little interpretation of St. Therese. It's a whole outlook on life that she's giving you. And you, as my brothers and sisters in Carmel, you and I must take these things to heart. And what's the result? The gratitude for all the graces you received. Your openness and your surrender to the will of God. And by his grace, to appreciate life with its joys and whatever it offers you, day by day. So with these words, and with the blessing of Jesus Christ, may you experience the peace that only God can give, and which you accept by your renewal this weekend for time and for eternity. God bless you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and now I add my own little blessing. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon each of you and remain with you forever.